Is Caiaphas going to die three times, considering a resurrection by the second coming and then another resurrection after the millennium? If yes, is there any biblical base for this?
Well, the Bible is quite clear in Revelation 1 verse 7, where it says that every eye will see him, including those that pierced him. Now, those that were involved in the crucifixion, and we could think about this and say, well, Christ says that he is pierced also when his followers are mutilated by his enemies. They have done it unto him. So the idea is that the scripture brings forth is that these people will receive a special resurrection to see him coming, and they will be destroyed by the brightness of his coming. And then after the millennium, they will be resurrected again. And then again, fire will come down from heaven and devour them. So, yes, there is a biblical reason for saying that the worst persecutors of Christ, maybe even through the ages, will be the ones that will receive a special resurrection. And, you know, people being resurrected and dying and being resurrected again doesn't only mean that the unrighteous suffer such consequences or fortunately get such consequences. For example, Lazarus,
yeah.
He was dead and he was raised from the dead. And then he went to sleep again and he will be raised. So Lazarus already has died twice.
Yes. That's not breaking, doing any injustice to the doctrine of the second resurrection.
Absolutely not. So it is a logical thing that those that mocked and scourged him and nailed him to the cross, and those that were instrumental in these acts of torture will receive a special resurrection.
Yes.
And that is only just and fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.